otherwise across the entire jersey with some stripes and some stars, and it's just really, really nice looking uniform, to be absolutely honest with you, as we get further along in our team introductions. Between these two teams, it's going to be a good one. Wisconsin Rapids comes into this game 11-3-1 with 23 points and tied for first in the division. Northwest Express, they come in 10-5-1 with 21 points and are currently third, but there's only 2 points difference, so a lot can happen tonight. The story of this game, however, is going to be how these two high-powered offenses match up against the defenses. Now, Wisconsin Rapids, they forced 78 goals and allowed 32, so they've got a positive 46 on the season. Oh, boy, the Northwest Express, they're pretty solid. They've scored 88 goals and have allowed 60 with a positive of 28. So it's going to be up to the defenses as much as it is the offenses to get things done. So with that, we're just going to take a couple moments here for the national anthem as you keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Beautiful, beautiful rendition of our national anthem as we get moments closer to the opening puck drop of tonight's game. Looking at the Northwest Express, in between the pipes specifically, Ryland Freshwater, he's had a heck of a season for himself so far this year. 502 minutes between the pipes, 7-1-1 record. He has allowed 25 goals and has a save percentage of just over 90%. As he allows on average 2.99 goals per contest. So he's pretty solid back there for the Express. His counterpart, Kevin Podgurny. Podgurny, he's got one shutout on the season as he has a 3-1-0 record. He has faced 102 shots, made 94 saves, allowed 8 goals, has a goals against average of 2 even, and has a save percentage of just a little over 92%. He has played in 240 minutes, and statistically speaking, he is ranking 18th in the entire USPHL. So that's a pretty solid number right there for young Mr. Podgurny. Top scorers here for the Express. That's going to be led by Jaden Aguilera with 28 points, 5 goals, 23 assists, followed by Dylan Wolf, 26 points, 15 goals, 11 assists. Connor Corcoran, he's got 25 points, 6 goals, 19 assists. Preston Lindbom, 25 points, 11 goals, 14 assists. And Harrison Browning with 18 points, both 9 goals, 9 assists. Wisconsin Rapids, they're led by Emil Obstfelder, as he has 24 points, 11 goals, 13 assists. Caden Schweitzer then with 20 points, 5 goals, 15 assists. Felix Allstrand, 18 points, 11 goals, 7 assists. Owen Tudich, 17 points, 5 goals, 12 assists. And Jake Breisland with 14 points, 5 goals, 9 assists. Says, well, we have the puck drop. We are underway as the Express. They actually gain control of that opening puck drop as we are underway and send the puck down. Try to put Rapids on the defensive, and they do as they get the puck jammed down into the corner. And puck then bounces out to neutral ice. Underhill from the Express, fighting with it, sends it back down. It's a little tough to pick up these names as it's that blue on or the white right on that switching colors so much. So relying a little bit on the numbers a little more than before when Rapids was wearing their home blues. But we will play on as Rapids has a couple opportunities, just get knocked wide. A shot from the point from Beauchamp, and it is turned away. Express, they send it back down the ice, and that will be no icing on the play as Pod Gurney sends the puck wide and Rapids chips it out to center ice. Northwest is recouping and sending the puck back down as they get a line change. Rapids does recover. Puck bounces out just top of the circles. A little soft shot flutters and turned away by Pod Gurney. Puck is sent back behind the net. Rapids gets a little bit of a possession here, gets out to mid-ice. Nice drag attempt across as Cooper brings it. Touch pass up to Tudich as he climbs down into that near corner. McNeish is in there. Cooper back in there. Centering attempt. Puck bounces out. Out to center ice. There's a race for this puck. Browning's in there. He gets ahead of the Rapids defense. Shot and a goal. First goal of the game brought in by the Northwest Express. And that will be Harrison Browning as he lights the lamp. Minute and a half in. So that was, I think that's going to be an unassisted goal as that was a loose puck that just came out of the zone and he was the first one to it. No passes. We will wait for the official word as we are back underway with the Express holding a 1-0 advantage just a minute and a half into the game over Wisconsin Rapids. They're giving an assist to Preston Lundblom on the game as Browning did get the goal. So a minute and a half into the game, and Rapids, they're playing on their heels now as the puck is down in the Rapids zone and they try to chip it out. Tudich sends it up against the boards, the middle ice. Rapids now on the tack, 2-2 situation. Going around the far side, Dente with it. Dente, he stops, gets pinned up against the boards, puck is loose. Fighting for it over there, a couple Express, couple River Kings, centering pass, attempted over to Atkins, no good, and the Express back on the attack. Express wearing their whites with blue and gray and black trim, black breezers, white socks. Rapids again wearing their red, white, and blue tops for Military Appreciation Weekend with their blue breezers with green and white stripes and red, white, and blue socks. So pretty contrasting colors here as Rapids has the puck. Breisland had it down low. Sharp angled shot. Bounce back into the corner. The Express game possession. 17-14 left in the first period. Express up 1-0 over the River Kings. Puck loose right down below us. Rapids gains possession at center ice. Can't do anything with it as Wolf comes up with the Express as he takes it into the Rapids zone. Wolf pulls up. He spins away, tries a kind of a circling pass. No one home. Rapids is fighting for it in the corner. Bryson's down in there as he chips it up to neutral ice. It's a 1-1 situation here as Atkins gets into the zone. He tries a centering shot, and it's turned away by the defense. Well played by the Express. 16:44 to go in this first period with the Express up 1-0. Puck is chipped down into the corner, and it is an ice. And we have a pause in the action. 16:35 left to go in this first period. The Express up 1-0 over Wisconsin Rapids. As no substitutions allowed in yet, as we will be going on with this game here. It's going to be a puck drop over to the blocker side for the blocker side of Freshwater, as trying to get everything straightened out as to who is going to be on the ice for this, as they did not allow a line change. So they're going to be kicking McNeish out for Rapids and putting in, I believe that is Hansen. As we get back underway, as the puck is sent down the ice, Buck Bulduke He has it. Bullock, he sends it up. Bounce pass off the boards. Back on it. McNeish, he was in there. And Ilan, he's one of the new players. He was not here for our last home game. Back end to that. Puck is sent into the defensive end for the Express. 2-2 shots for each team as Rapids trying to establish possession, tried to chip it up into center ice, and it is up into the netting as we have another stoppage play. 15:59 left to go in this first period. 1-0 lead for the Express over the River Kings, and it's even with two shots apiece. A lot of game to go, however, as I'm sure this probably won't be the only goal scored for either team as we continue on in the contest. Face off to the glove side of Pat Gurney is sent up into the netting to keep the fans safe. Pretty good crowd tonight as we get another stoppage play, and it comes up into neutral ice just on the neutral side of the blue line for the Rapids zone. Another face off, and Rapids wins it as they begin their attack into the zone. McNeish chips it up into the zone to himself, and he tries a backhanded centering shot. No one there. Ilan has it, sends it right back down around the boards, and it's chipped up, neutral ice. The Rapids has clear the zone. Bulldog, he has the puck, gets it into the zone, carries it in. His Hastoy chips it deep. Passing around is the Express. They send it up to neutral ice, and Rapids sends it back down. Obstfelder, he is giving a little bit of chase in there as they get the puck. They being the Express, get the puck into neutral ice, and they get some speed, and they take a shot. Sharp angle, big rebound. It's still bouncing loose. Rapids gets a stick on it, and the puck, or the net, comes off the moorings, and there's a stoppage of play. 15:08 left to go in this first period. 1-0 lead for the Express as they have a 3-2 advantage over Wisconsin Rapids in the shot department. There is another faceoff coming at neutral ice, just on the outside of the blue line for Wisconsin Rapids, and they come away with it. Garcia has a puck along the far boards. Puck is loose there. Both teams fighting over it. No real good position or possession gain. Rapids does, and they send it down. Express giving chase. A little bit of pressure there, and that pressure was applied by Caden Schweitzer, and the puck gets set up into the netting as we get another stoppage of play. 14:50 to go in this first period. 14:50 to go. 1-0 lead for the Express. Shot won by the River Kings on the faceoff. Shot got caught up in the defense in front of Freshwater as they play on. And nice hit along the far boards. Puck gets out to the mid ice, neutral ice. Rapids still has it. It's Obstfeld. He sends a puck up, and there is a whistle, and that is going to be a slash. Slash two, I believe that would be Emil Obstfelder. That's a 2-minute penalty for a slash. 5:30 on the time. So the Express are on the power play. And that is a face-off to the glove side of Pod Gurney. And the Express, they are winning that face-off as they are trying to establish a little bit of spacing with the Rapids defense with aggressive forecheck, as they're not really letting anyone get a shot on goal. Puck slides out of the zone, so the Express, they have to reset. 14 minutes left to go in this first period. 1.5 minutes left to go on the skater advantage for the Express. Rapids, they get possession of the puck, and they send it deep. So they, if you're new to the sport of hockey, you can do that. You can ice it if you're on the shorthanded attempt. Rapids, they're trying to get a shorthanded special teams goal as they're eating up time. Diamond with it, McNeish in there. Till tic-tac-toe, puck bouncing, and it goes down to the far end. No ice on that again as Rapids is on the penalty kill. McNeish has it, and he's trying to get a shorthanded attempt. Puck gets knocked off his stick right when he had opportunities. As the Express, they are regrouping with under 1 minute left to go in the skater advantage. 13:20 left to go in this first period. Puck is stopped right outside the blue line by Cooper, and he sends it back down, eating up more time that the Express cannot get any opportunities to shoot in on the Rapids goal. Puck is still loose. Aguilera with it. Sends it back down deep to Liebold. Liebold behind the net, waiting for the proper players to get on the ice as we have 30 seconds left to go in the skater advantage. 12:55 to go in the first period. And the Express, they charge into the zone. They go back around the net. Back out. Little quick passes there. Back and forth. Puck is intercepted there along the blue line. Rapids, they have an opportunity with it. Drop pass back just inside the blue line. Rapids has it. They're trying to tie it up to eat up these last few seconds. And they are going to, as Rapids effectively kills off that power play opportunity for the Expresses. They still have the puck deep down. Birch with a sharp angle shot, no good. High and wide off the glass, out to neutral ice as the River Kings are giving chase by Denti. Puck slides in, and it is covered by Freshwater. And it's a stoppage of play. 12:16 left to go in the first period. 1-0 lead for the Expresses. We'd like to welcome our great color analysis here by Rory McKibben. Rory, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I got stuck in traffic, so I'm a little bit late.
That's all right. That's nothing wrong with that, my friend. It was rush minute here at the rink, I guess you could say, as we are getting another face-off, this time to the glove side of Freshwater. Ryland Freshwater, the Express goalie, as puck was controlled by the Express. Rapids had it now. Denti, he's got a centering pass, and that's picked up by the defense of the Express. Well sought out there. Puck out center ice. Rapids back on the attack. Bryceland, he chips it up ahead. Turned away by Freshwater. Bryceland giving pursuit. Nice little shoulder check at center, or right in the corner. Centering attempt, no good as the Express, they are really taking up a lot of ice and giving Rapids a little bit of trouble out there. Puck is picked up by the Express at center ice, and it is sent into center ice. Rapids recovers. Elon, he picks up the puck, sends it back as Rapids tries to set up their attack. On the way, Bryceland, he has it. He gets a little toe drag, trying to weave through the defenders. Puck is loose, picked up by the Express. Express sends it up ahead. This is picked up by Beauchamp. Beauchamp, he gets the puck into the zone, kicked back out. Rapids still has it. Bryceland and Beauchamp. They are the two on the attack, along with McNeish. Bryceland, drop pass to Beauchamp. Beauchamp sent wide of the net, and that goes around the boards. Picked up by Atkins. Atkins trying to get a decent handle on it. Sends it back down the boards. Rapids gets a little bit of a line change going. Puck is then sent out to center ice, and it is going to be called for an icing, and we have a stoppage of play. 10:55 to go in the first period. Express up 1-0. So this is a situation you guys haven't been in too much, and you guys, the River Kings, how do you regroup? Because that was a pretty quick goal.
Yeah, the best thing is just to keep on playing. Like, yeah, you're down one. You can't let it affect you mentally. You just have to be strong. Keep on playing hard.
I mean, this is something that, statistically speaking, these Express, they can put up a lot of shots in a hurry. And Rapids does win that faceoff. That was to the blocker side of Freshwater. Sent wide. Rapids regroups. And that was another shot by Bulldook at the opposite corner. Another wide, but hit by the stick and bounced wide as the puck is loose in the corner. Rapids player loses stick. Slap shot from Bulldook. That's going to be a little wide. But Rapids still has it tied up in the corner. I believe that's McNeish in there. I can't quite see the number. I believe it was. My apologies if it was not. Sent back out. Bulldog, he's inside the point. Tries to take a shot. Blocked by the Express defense. Puck is sent down into the corner. A couple players fighting over it. As Rapids gets onto the attack here. And it is picked up by the Express. And it is pulled down into the Rapids end. Williams with it as he goes back to Bulldog. Williams, he has it now on the far circle. He chips it up ahead. Picked up by Underhill of the Express. Hastoy was in there. And puck still loose. No real solid possessions yet. And now Rapids has it up by the other side. Atkin gets ridden off the puck. The Express recover. 9:50 to go. Long pass attempt was blocked by the River Kings. Obstfelder. And they do not get it. But now there is a penalty called. And this penalty is going to be coming on Owen Atkins as there is a stoppage of play with that penalty. So that's the second penalty coming up on Wisconsin Rapids. It's a cross check. And that's a good call by my estimation at 10:20 in the first period. So second skater advantage of the Express, and I mean, you killed the first one really well, But this is another opportunity as the face-off to the glove side of Pat Gurney is picked up and won by the Express. Big opportunity here for Rapids as they intercept a pass as we have an opportunity by Hogan McNeish. He was down low. He's tying up that puck, and now the Express get it as they come crashing back through the zone. The chip pass up to Wolf. Wolf takes a shot from the circle. Big rebound. Underhill has it. He just sends it down low. A little collision there. Beauchamp in that mix. Aguilera backhands out. There's a shot right along the ice. Bouncing puck as Rapids is able to clear it down. 9 minutes left to go in the first period. 1:18 left to go in the skater advantage. It's Noah Diamond. He goes down there and he tries to create a little havoc, and he just barely missed that pass as Rapids sends a puck back down. 1:07 left to go in this first period. 1:07 left to go in this power play for the Express. Express get the puck up into neutral ice as we continue their opportunity with the skater advantage. Wolf with a short angle, and it bounces off of Pat Gurney under the crossbar, and there is another goal for the Northwest Express.
Yeah, he just finds that top corner there. That's a nice shot, but maybe Pat Gurney would want that back just a little too tight.
Yeah, it bounced right off his shoulder, and you know, usually that's a dead puck, and it just falls down. This actually rolled up his shoulder and in under the crossbar. Very tough rebound opportunity, but they got the bounce they needed.
They made the most of that power play, but let's see what the River Kings have and how they react.
As we will wait the official scoring, the puck has dropped here. Dylan Wolf. And that is the second assist by Preston Lundbohm of the game. So we got a 2-0 advantage for the Express. 8 minutes left to go in this first period. Rapids had a little bit of a opportunity there as a puck squirts out to neutral ice. Now they've got to regroup, and they send the puck down low, giving chase down that far end. As Rapids is still ridden off the puck, 7:50 to go in this first period. 2-0 is the Express over Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids trying a few longer passes than maybe they would like at this moment, but they're caught a little bit on their heels as Raffert sends it deep. Raffert again has it, and he sends it back down deep. No icing as it was right at mid-ice, so we play on. Tudich giving a little bit of chase there. Denti, he was involved in that as well. Rapids has the puck inside the offensive zone for themselves, but now puck is sent back deep, and it is stopped by Pat Gurney, who sends it up to neutral ice. He has a skater there, as I believe that is Bryceland. Shot, and it's a big glove save as Rapids had an opportunity. As I believe that was actually Bulldog. No, it was Bryceland, excuse me. It's a little hard to tell with the names and the numbers with this red, white, and blue camouflage.
The camo's doing its job.
Yeah. So my apologies on that. So as you astutely said, it's doing its job. It's hiding the numbers, hiding the names. But that's all right as we play on. Under 7 minutes to go in this first period. Express, 2-0 lead. As puck goes down to the Rapids end behind the Rapids goal. Diamond on it. Bryceland giving a little bit of chase. Bryceland has it. Gets it out to neutral ice. Beauchamp, Bryceland has it, centering pass, and it's blocked! Huge save brought on by Freshwater, and the shot bouncing around. Puck still is loose, picked up by the Express. Huge opportunities there, as big checkout center ice. Beauchamp and Browning, they get tangled up and they stop it, so no one gets hurt and cooler heads prevail. There was nothing malicious, no one wanting to throw down and throw fists, so just trying to get them untangled, and we will be playing on here as puck will be taken down into neutral ice just outside the Rapids blue line. 6:25 left to go with a couple really big saves there by Freshwater.
I feel like that hits kind of really what something Rapids need. They need something to change momentum. They need to get some energy, so hopefully that'll be the start of something good.
I'm not going to say Rapids has come out flat, but they're I mean, granted, it's two different teams against the last time I saw them when they played Hudson, where they were just flying all over. They don't necessarily have that aggressiveness in this game, but it's still early. 6:25 left to go in the first period. A 9-8 shot advantage for Northwest, and a two-goal lead, which is ultimately the most important thing, as the puck is sent up neutral ice, bounces off Express, Lynch, and it is sent down deep in the zone. So now it's neutral ice with Bulduk, comes away with it, skating up back into neutral ice. Bulduk, he screams in through the blue line, still has the puck, as McNish was in there, and puck is sent back around the board. Chevier Alexander, he's giving chase in there as well. Rapids has possession. Bulduk can't get there as the puck is chipped up into center ice. McNish is getting bumped around. Aguilera for the Express comes away with it. Hastoy giving a little bit of pressure as the puck slides in, slowed up by Pod Gurney, as we got 5:40 left to go in this first period. Puck is sent deep, and Winkler for the Express sends it into neutral ice. Rapids having a hard time getting possession of the puck, as on the attack now is the Express, brought in by Harrison Browning. Aguilera sends it deep, back, passing back behind the goal, sent forward. Puck is knocked down out of the air as the River Kings and the Express keep fighting over it. Back behind, as back, a big pass out to the blue line by Liebold. Shot wide of the mark. Rapids trying to regain a possession. Hastoy, he's getting tied up when he had an opportunity with it. Passing opportunity. Rapids tried to get a centering attempt. Not going to happen, as now it's chipped up into the zone. McNish, he had an opportunity, but does not come away with it, as the Express, they pick up the puck. Shot just from the top of the circle. Turned away by Pod Gurney, as they are fighting for it in the corner. 4.5 minutes left to go in this first period. Rapids has the puck now. Xavier Beauchamp. Puck is sent up ahead, and there is going to be an icing called. Stoppage of play. 4:25 left to go in this first period. 2-0 lead for the Express over the River Kings, and a 10-8 shot advantage. So that's a situation I haven't seen too many games this year go where Rapids doesn't have a shot advantage, but that's one thing looking at the stats coming into the game. Express can put the puck on net.
It's important to, like, it's such an important situation. You're down by two. It's really, really important how they react.
Two-goal lead is the worst one to have in hockey, or so they say, and maybe hopefully that bodes well for the River Kings, as face-off is won by the River Kings. That was to the glove side of Pod Gurney. Schweitzer takes a puck down in the zone. Obstfelder, he's back there. He's looking for a centering pass. No one's home. Great idea for the River Kings. Yes. River Kings regroup, sending deep, and that is tipped out of play and into the River Kings beer garden. Hopefully people didn't have their beer glasses on yet, so no one gets
hurt. Ducking.
Yeah, well, I've been down there when I didn't have this job, and it's a good time.
I bet.
So it's we'll see how they come out with this one, as we have a face-off right at center ice, 4 minutes to go in this first period. As we're trying to make sure everyone's out of the face-off circle that's supposed to be, as we get a switch up, as Skidas comes in replace of Alexander for the Express. Rapids wins the face-off, and there's a nice little pass, quick release on that, stopped by the leg pad of Freshwater and the Express. They get clear of the zone. Garcia's there, and he sends it back down deep. Bouncing puck, stopped by Freshwater. Chip gets it stopped for one of his teammates, and they bounce the puck out into center ice. Rapids has to be careful with it so that they do not get an offside. They clear the zone. Puck is an opportunity, and that is turned away by the defense of the Express. They are trying to keep the puck away from Rapids, as Cooper, he gets back on the ice, tries to send it down deep. He gets it, stops it on a stick, but now it's the Express. Menendez on the attack. Rapids gets possession of the puck yet again. Doing a good job intercepting those passes. But they just can't get the opportunities at net, as the puck got caught in the skates of the official. Puck is still loose at center ice, just under 3 minutes left to go in this first period. Pod Gurney stops the puck, and they send it back around the boards. Is Philpott turned over the puck on a shot that bounces off the stick by Freshwater. That was had back of the net written all over it, but good stop by the Express goalie. Opportunity there by Tunich. Tried to get a pass right on the doorstep. No one home. Rapids still trying that tic-tac-toe mentality. And they had it there, but turned wide as puck was just wide of the mark. That was Cooper on that. Dente, he backhand opportunity. He was looking for Tudich on the doorstep. He was not home as the puck gets sent out center ice. 2:16 to go in this first period. Express up 2-0 over Wisconsin Rapids. Puck lifted into the zone as it is stopped by Freshwater, and he covers the puck with 2:06 left to go in this first period. 2-0 lead by the Express as it's a 10-9 shot advantage in favor of the Express.
Yeah, I feel like if you're the River Kings, you obviously want a goal, but if you can't, you really want to try build something toward the end of this period. Super important how they end this period and how they begin the second.
Yeah, I mean, you can get away with not scoring, but if you can start peppering the goal,
yeah,
you're going to be an opportunity as Express. They try to get an odd rush there. Not good as they picked up as Rapids gets behind the defense. Oh, Diamond, he tries a backhand attempt. Doesn't quite get enough of a stick on it as teams are fighting back and forth. Lynch and Diamond get into it, and they're fighting over the puck. And they're both going to be going into the box, it appears, as Lynch lost his helmet as they got tied up. And it's going to be a mutual penalty.
Yeah, I think Diamond felt a bit of a hook or a slash, and he was going in on that break. And obviously there was, I imagine, some words exchanged and sort of boiled over.
And that's coming up at 17-19. Rough. Roughing for Diamond. Or Diamond in the rough. Ha ha. And Lynch. They're both going to be roughing. It's at 18-19 is a penalty. As we're playing 4-on-4 hockey, so that opens up the ice and gives teams a little bit of opportunity here.
Good Underhill, save.
Big save there by Pod Gurney. If he's been a little shaky to start, that's going to be a confidence builder, as that was no one in front of him. Big glove save by the young man from Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, that definitely boosts his confidence. A really nice push out to the front and a nice glove save.
1:21 left to go in the first period. 1:40 left to go in the matching penalty. Corcoran comes away with it for the Express, sent up Underhill, misses it. Rapids has possession. Puck gets caught up in the skates of the official. Again, that's second time this first period that has happened. 1 minute left to go in this first period. Rapids now on the attack. Beauchamp is in there. He's crashing towards the net, and he's standing on the doorstep. Can't come away with it as he tried to pass it between his legs, but Freshwater was there. Rapids, they get a try and go for a line change, as does the Express. 43 seconds to go in this first period. Express up 2-0, but it's pretty even on the shot board there, as both teams have 11. The Express, they're trying to make one last push. 30 seconds to go, 50 seconds left to go in the 4-on-4 play. That will last into the start of the second period. 25 seconds left to go. The Express circling around, 4-on-4 action, trying to find an opening. As much as that opens up the ice for shots, it still makes it harder. The passes are longer and makes it easier to intercept. Rapids does just that. Chips a puck up to neutral ice. One-on-one opportunity. Bryce Linden-Winkler, as there's a puck sent up into the penalty box of the Express. And stoppage of play. 6:08 left to go. Or 6.8 left to go in this first period. 2-0 lead for the Express. As face-off center ice, it's going to happen quick if it's going to happen, and it's not going to. As one, and there's your horn, and there's your first period, where the Northwest Express holding a 2-0 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. This first period, it featured 4 penalties, 3 against Wisconsin Rapids, 1 against the Express, which is why it's a matching penalty. And the second period will start with 18 seconds worth of 4-on-4 hockey. That scoring started just 1:30 into the game when Harrison Browning, he lit the lamp there, assist to Preston Lundbohm, excuse me. And then about 10 minutes later at 11:27, Dylan Wolf this time, he got the friendly bounce off the shoulder pads of Pod Gurney, as another assist to Lundbohm, and that is your two. That is your two goals for the Express. As Ryland Freshwater, he's having a heck of a night. Stopped 11 of 11 shots. And then you have Kempa Gurney. Not bad, but he stopped 9 of 11. So with that, we're going to get a new sheet of ice here, and we're going to watch some festivities between the periods. But keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Temperatures are falling and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low near 30 tonight. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a couple of showers around in the afternoon, and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Even with the sun back Monday, it only warms to 50.
It's 39 right now.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you. But we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh, yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams. Sting you in some red dirt. Sweep you off of both feet. Out here with the sunset, Silverado back.
complicated world. It may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that way. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that way. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that way. All she's gotta do is just to give me that way.
Preacher said he died too young, over there toting that gun for Uncle Sam and our freedom. Mom and Daddy dressed in black, they folded up that flag, handed it to Dad and started praying. Yeah, and he went out 21 guns blazing, and that's one hell of an amen. That's the only way to go, fighting the good fight till the good Lord calls you home. So beware, my friend, till I see you again. Yeah, this is our last good. It's a hell of a nightmare. Doctor said he ain't got long, he just smiled and said bring it on. Well, if you think I'm scared, you got me all wrong. A little cancer can't bring me, my heart's rhyming, I believe. We all hit our knees and started praying. No, he never gave up. Said the good Lord's waiting. And that's one hell of an amen. That's the only way to go, fighting the good fight.
Drink chilling in my right hand. watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah. Taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Guitar and my dark sunglasses. This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the everything gets hotter when the sun goes when down.
The sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Yeah.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Don't even want the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. She got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize, was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got, but it ain't her fault, no. Look what God gave her. It's like I heard angels singing, like she came down from the ceiling. When she walked in here this evening, I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so high. Got a smile, in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her?
cry. I swear she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die. It's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen
the... We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
Are holding a 2-0 lead over the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. My name's Mike Comer, bringing the play-by-play action to you. Roy McGibbon on the color side of things, bringing his expert analysis as always as we take a quick look at that first period. 11-11 shots, both sides. Looks like a picket fence out there, but the big number there is the two that the Express have as they scored a minute 30 into the game. Harrison Browning, he was able to notch his 10th goal of the season with Preston Lundbohm adding an assist to give the Express a 1-0 lead. Dylan Wolf got the second one about 10 minutes later at 11:27 with another Lundbohm goal. That's a power play goal. So through that point, Wolf, he's got his 16th goal. Browning, his 10th. And Lundbohm, he's added two assists to have 16 now on the season, as we will be beginning the second period on 4-on-4 skaters, as there's 18 seconds left in a penalty where it was Noah Diamond and Connor Lynch as they got matching roughing penalties for 2 minutes. So we'll get that action going here in just moments as they swap ends of the ice, as the River Kings will be defending the goal to my right, and then the Northwest Express, they will be defending the goal to my left. Ryland Freshwater, 11 saves on 11 shots faced in that first period. Kevin Pogurney, not bad, but he made 9 out of 11. So what, I mean, obviously it's always said the worst lead to have in hockey is a 2-goal lead.
Yeah.
What do the River Kings have to do here?
Yeah, I think, well, Lundbohm and Wolf are two of their top scorers, so they really need to clamp down on these top guys and try and get some offense.
Well, that with offense, we will have it here as faceoff is won by the River Kings, and they're down in their zone as they try to get one last opportunity. Obstfelder, he has the puck. He breaks into the zone, but he's ridden off the puck as the Express. They get game possession, chip it up into center ice. Whitehead and Diamond as they try to break out of the zone as we are playing 5-on-5 yet again here at the Suffolk County Rink. Again, want to give big thanks out to Art and Carl, our camera operators today, and Matt, who's the ringleader of this dog and pony show we call River Kings Media. So we are underway here as the River Kings, they are trying to fight for that puck. The ice is still a little soft here after the Zamboni work we had between periods. It's the Express, they break out. 19 minutes left to go in this second period. Shot high and a little left of the mark. Rapids has it, and we got a stoppage of play, and it looks like there is going to be a penalty coming against Noah Diamond. That's not how you want to start the second penalty or the second.
No, period. I didn't see it. It was behind the play.
It could have been head contacts. I saw him reach
right
for his head. So 2 minute minor for. Well, that's a 2 minute minor. I'll take it, but that's not exactly what you want to go.
I mean, it's kind of the problem being so tall as Beauchamp is. It's just your hands are just there.
Well, they're caught. They're putting 2 minutes on the board, which I know. Oh. Okay, so they got the 2 minutes there. It's going to be a power play for the Express. 2 minute minor for head contact. 2 minute minor head contact. So that 2 minute head contact.
Yeah, it's really one you want to avoid. It's so early in the second.
Shot, and it's bounced off a River King's stick and into the back of the net. And the Express, they go up 3-0.
Yeah, just a really tough penalty to take, and Express, they capitalize.
Yeah, I mean, that's another 1.5 into it as the Express, they took it along that near side, centering attempt. No one was home, but it bounced off the stick of one of the River Kings players.
Yeah.
And that's just a tough, I mean, it's an own goal.
Yeah.
But the last skater to get it last skater from the Express to touch it will get the credit for it. Very unfortunate situation.
Yeah, really tough one, especially when you're trying to get back in a game. That really kind of sucks the life out of you.
And that will be Connor Corcoran. Connor Corcoran with the assist, and I believe they said 22, and that's Dylan Wolf. Wolf with his second goal of the game as we have another stoppage of play as they got back underway. Trying to get all of the note-taking done, so my apologies on the delay in the action, but puck was sent up out of play as we will be having a face-off to the blocker side of Freshwater with the Express up 3-0 over these River Kings. 17:57 left to go as Rapids tried a little chip-in from Tudich, but got intercepted by the defense. Rapids now trying to pick up their play as Denti, he has the puck. He's getting tied up in the corner. Tudich down there as well. The Express come away with it, go back behind the cage. Sent up ahead, up into central ice as Garcia tried to bump it back down in the zone. He can't come up with it. Puck is still loose. Both teams fighting for it, and it is just barely in the defensive zone of the Express. Denti has it, trying to clear the zone, sends it back, backhanded deep. Rapids getting a little bit of a change here as the Express try to gather the puck. Atkins applies pressure for the River Kings. Puck is sent behind the net and sent around the boards as the Express come away with it. They get into the zone. Aguilera tried to center and pass. Denti is there. Denti turns it around on him. Center ice chips it up ahead. As the River Kings nearly get it right and outside the blue line by Atkins, but the Express recover. Rapids at mid ice. That is Bryslund. Bryslund carries it in. Alsland, he was in there trying to keep it and get an opportunity, but the puck gets